tell me, Chris, a little bit about what you have going on this growing season and what your plan is going into planting.
Our plan is so far has been unchanged from what our normal plan is, I guess. Planting cotton is planting cotton this year back into our summer cover from last year. Planning on progressing as usual. You know, the market is not where we'd like it, or demand for cotton for sure is posing some challenges going into this. Maybe we'll get blessed with some rain, make a dry land crop. Maybe don't have to spend so much. We're still planning on continuing forward as usual. We'll be trying to maybe limit input as much as we can. Probably the majority of I've got a few acres that are cotton that we just planted rye behind the picker last year, and we're just planting directly into that terminated rye. The majority, probably 90% of our acres, it was planted into a summer cover last year, and that's what we're planting into this year. It's a 10-way bed, millet and sorghum sudan, a little bit of radish and some turnip and some sun hemp. That just winter killed, just sprayed it, spring burned down. We're planting back into that right now, into that cover. It's our third year planting into the summer mix. It's been really good. It's amazing how much wetter that ground stays. We've had a few rains, been fortunate, been blessed with some planting rains this year, but it could pose a challenge from a standpoint of it can be a little stickier than bare ground. There's one thing we can usually count on out here, and that's the ground drying out. And so it hadn't worried me too much. And we've been able to plant. We're about 75% planted on our irrigated at the moment. We haven't started any dry lands yet. So far, I've really liked planting into the heavier cover. 60 to 70% less, using less fuel, and probably 70% less hours on equipment than what we were doing before. And so I can't say that we're making a whole lot more cotton than what we were. You know, hopefully that maybe is our goal going forward, but we're not making any less, and we're spending a lot less to produce. It's greatly reduced from what we had been in the past. Just trips across the field. I mean, it's everything that adds up to the deal. Equipment calls. We got hailed out last year and never got a cotton crop established, so we were able to, we had summer cover on one half that's going to be cotton this year, and then what was supposed to be cotton last year, we went ahead and planted rye and radish in it early in late August, 1st of September. We got some really good growth on that and grazed some cows on it and the cover side both. And it confirmed some of my worst fears, which was that it worked.